Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry, 1 Peter 2 and 5. I'm the minister Ezekiel Jones, who along with Reverend Evangelist Herman, eyes have not seen nor ears heard what the Lord have in store for you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, amen. We just certainly glad, amen, to be back, amen, live in the studio this morning. When I say live, that's exactly what I mean. We're live here in the studio this morning. We've been out the last couple of weeks. Amen. I believe our last day there was January 18th. And we missed the 25th and we missed February 1st. But today is the day that the Lord hath made. And we shall rejoice. Amen. And be glad in. And we have upgraded our time. Amen. Here at WCNO. Amen. 89.9 FM. Amen, Live of the Stones Ministry, amen, to another 15 minutes. So we here, amen, for a half hour, amen, telling you what saith, amen, God, amen. We certainly thank God, amen, for Karen, amen, the woman of God, amen, here with her this morning, opening the doors and allowing us, amen, to come in, amen, and to say a few encouraging words, amen, on our amen journey, amen, on our way, amen, to heaven. I certainly, amen, have a reassurance that I can say that I am on my way, amen, to heaven, amen. And that's every believer destination, amen, to know what is your destination, amen. What have, amen, you made the petition, amen, unto the Lord? What is the desire for you, amen, and you have, you allow God to, amen, to lead, amen, and guide your life where you can say that I am on, amen, my way, amen, to heaven, that you be a God-fearing Christian, a God-fearing woman and man, amen, to reference the Lord, amen, and to praise him, amen, and the beautiness, amen, of his holiness, of his majesty, amen, that he may be glorified, amen, that he may be magnified, amen, as you continue to lift up the name of Jesus. There's no other name given under heaven, amen, whereby we must be saved, amen, given unto men, and that name of salvation, amen, is the name, amen, of Jesus, amen. We just thank God, amen, for being here this morning. This is your host, minister, amen, Ezekiel Jones, amen, from Lively, amen, Stones Ministry, amen. Greetings to you and you out there this morning. And we just stop by, amen, to tell somebody about the goodness, amen, of the Lord. And if it have not been for God, amen, who was on your side, where will you be at this morning? Can you testify this morning, amen, throughout all the years and all you're getting up early in the morning and going to work, amen, and doing all the things, amen, that you can do and holding out, and then ain't knowing how you gonna make it, amen, in your life, but God some way, amen, made a way in your life. And I come to tell you this morning, amen, that all things are possible with God. And there's
one thing, God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord this morning for our being here this morning, live here on the set, amen, for this segment in the studio, amen. Greetings unto you, amen, out there this morning, to you, and especially you, beloved. We just come to you in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, amen, for whom all blessings flow, amen. God love you this morning. We just stopped by the radio station, amen, to confirm a word, amen, of the Lord, amen. And God is a good God, amen, and he's just, amen, and he's pure, amen, and he's righteous, amen. And I come to tell somebody this morning out there that he's yet still, amen, on the throne. He's still, amen, in control, amen, of the atmosphere, amen. He's the sovereignty God, amen. We just thank him for all his wonderful works and all his acts of kindness, amen. Our God have been good to us this morning. This is Lively Stones Ministry with your host Ezekiel Jones, Amen. Where everybody is somebody, and Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible so declared in 1 Peter 2:5, ye are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, that you may offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God. Amen. By Jesus Christ. We certainly want to thank God. Amen. For Sister Karen. Amen. For being here. Amen. In our midst. Amen. Always present, allowing us to come in. Amen. To be able to share. Amen. The word of the Lord. Amen. With you. Amen. I did this morning. Amen. I'm delighted. Amen. For what God is doing. Amen. And excited. You should always continue to get excited. Amen. About God. Amen. Because, amen, without God, amen, where will we be at this morning? Amen. And with God, you always have a chance. Amen. I don't care what the situation look like. I don't care what it be. I don't care if it look dim, if it seem like there's no way of escape. But the Bible say God is faithful. Amen. And will not, amen, suffer you, amen, to be moved. Amen. That he's able, amen, to make a way, amen, of escape. No temptation have taken you such as coming to man. Glory to God. Because God will, amen, show up, amen, and show out, because he's God, and besides him there is, amen, none other. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Certainly, amen. I just want to let you know that we're living in the midst of a perverse and crooked, amen, world today, amen. But we must continue, amen, to pray and let our supplications be known unto God, because he is the author and the finisher, amen, of our faith. Let us pray, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O Lord, for such another moment, oh Lord, another moment that we can come into your likeness, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for your goodness, and we thank you most certainly for your mercy. We thank you, oh God, that you have saved a wretch, amen, like us, oh God, that you look way down, oh God, when a one didn't give us a chance, oh Lord, that you look down. And somebody out there this morning, amen, can bear witness right now that the word of God, amen, going forth, amen, right now, that some have out there now have been lost, but they have been redeemed, amen, by your grace and by your mercy. Oh Lord, right now we ask you, Lord, right now, to touch each and everybody out there right now, oh God. Touch them, oh Lord, from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet, oh Lord. Send the anointing right now, God. You say the yoke is destroyed, amen. The bands have been loosed, the chains have been broken because of the anointing of God. And Satan, we come to serve you, notice, right now, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus right now, loose in here, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your goodness, Lord, and we thank you for your mercy. We'll be so careful, oh Lord, next time, to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. First of all, we live in a crooked and perverse nation, and you're in this world as a child of God, but you're not of this world. And as we continue to have that knowledge and to have that mindset that we're just temporarily here, and we can see the things and everything that is moving and the actions that's been taking place, that's among us right now, and as we hear, things are at a place of with us. It's not to our liking. It's not to acceptable, amen, by us. But we need to hold fast, and long as we keep our hand in God's hand, and everything else is going to work itself completely out. Glory to God. And long as we keep our minds and our thoughts and our affections on things of this earth, thank you, we know that God is a just God and God would not fail. Amen. And to love and to understand, amen, that we love him because he first loved us. And as we be of this of this moment of what God is doing in our life and how God is planting the seed in a believer's life, and that we continue to grow, amen, in the word of God. You continue to grow, amen, in his majestic, amen, power. You continue to grow as the Spirit, amen, will give you utterance that you can do the things, amen, that you normally wouldn't do. You can do the things that God have called you, amen, to a point out of the darkness, amen, over into his marvelous light, amen. And now things don't easily upset you. Things don't easily, amen, get on your nerve, amen, so to speak, because you have a peace, amen, that is within. Jesus said that the peace, amen, not as the world give you peace, but that I will give you, amen, peace. And the peace, amen, that surpasses all understanding, amen, that you can be able to understand, amen, of how God is moving and how Satan, amen, want to intercept block the things that be of God. But the seed that have been planted, amen, on the inside of you, God have enlightened your eyes, if you would, to that you can be able to recognize the enemy in his attack. Glory to God. So as we begin to recognize the enemy and be able to see that the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, amen, but they're mighty through God for pulling down, amen, of the stronghold. Amen. We had a lesson last week where we began to talk a bit about our lesson last week about Jesus and in Matthew, that 13th chapter. When a sower went forth to sow some seeds, and when he had sowed some seeds, some had fell by the wayside, and the vials and the air devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they have not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of the earth. But to plant, amen, and allow God, amen, to plant the seed, amen, that is on that will saturate you, amen, that will not have you stagnated, amen, that you can generate, amen, a steadfastness, amen, with God, amen, will bring you from to a level, amen, that you can praise him and whatever that you're going through and whatever situation, amen, that may occur, you know, to be humble, amen, before the Lord, because the Bible, amen, so declared that God will, amen, humble, amen, those ones, amen, that holding fast, amen, to his word, amen, that we have obtained mercy, amen, through the grace and the well-being, amen, of God. In him we move, amen, in him we live, and in him we have, amen, our being. Glory to God. And the crooked and perverse nation that is among us and that we're living in, and we see it every day among us, and I have to come and say something on, I believe it was last week, it was a bit somewhat disturbing, but I just, you know, began to allow the Lord to come in, and that was on the inside of us, amen, because death and life and death is in the power, amen, of, amen, the tongue. So therefore we allow, amen, God to continue to reveal, amen, that's on the inside of. So we have no need to fight in no battle, amen, but allow the Lord a peace, amen, again, that surpasses all understanding. And I was being tailgated the other day, and it appeared that I was riding a little bit, amen, too slow. But I begin to pull over and get out of the way, because it's good to be considerate, amen, and to get away from around a contentious person, amen. The Bible so declare, go not in the place of an anger and a contentious person, amen, to go the other way, amen, glory to God. So therefore, when I began to pull over, and of course there were some words that came out that was unseemly and very inappropriate, amen, I feel like that wasn't the time, amen, for that, because I did act accordingly by moving, you know, out of the way, because I don't want to hold nobody up if they're in a hurry, you know. So I acted in the way that the Lord, amen, would want me to act, the character, amen, of God, what God would want me to do, the reference, amen, of God. And that's Satan on the attack, amen, right there. Even much when a lot of things that happen in our life, and we can see that Satan is, if the enemy, amen, is coming, amen, to try, amen, to tear down the kingdom, amen, of God, to tear down your spiritual house, amen, what the Lord have built on the inside of you, all the work, you know, amen, glory to God, and the seed that have been planted. See, God is the seed, and God is going to plant the seed on the inside of you, amen, and then on your study time, amen, when you're practicing holiness, amen, and being clean, amen, before the Lord, amen, Satan recognized this, amen. And Satan is on the attack. He's on the move, amen, to destroy everything, amen, what the Lord has built up into you, amen. So you, as a child of God, need to come to recognize, amen, I know, amen, it's the weapon of my warfare is not carnal. This is a spiritual thing, amen, to cast down every high imagination that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and then bringing every thought into the captivity, amen, and the obedience of Christ. The Bible said when your obedience is fulfilled, then you're ready to revenge all disobedient. That when Satan was on the attack, Satan used to come and get you with some things, amen, things that cause you, amen, to be uncharacterized of God. It calls you, amen, to go in a way, amen, where somebody else would say that I told you, amen, that he or she, amen, was just going through the motions. I told you that they was just a hypocrite. But you need to continue to stand, amen, on God's precious, amen, and loving promises. Amen, what the Lord have bestowed. Amen. So to bring forth 100-fold, some brought forth 60-fold, some brought 30-fold, amen, in the word of God. Amen. But to sow the seed, amen, the seed of the righteousness, amen, glory to God, amen, of God. We thank God, amen, for love. We thank God for his mercy, amen, his love, kindness, amen, his tender mercies toward us. Glory to God. Holding fast, amen, to the good thing, amen, for what the Lord, amen, is doing and what he have already done, amen, in our life. Amen, glory to God. The Bible so declare in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him, amen, that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even much think or to much imagine, amen. Amen, what the Lord can do. The mind, amen, the human mind can not even much fathom, amen, the things that God can do, the astronomical, amen, things of God. Amen, to hold on, amen, and continue to hold out. Glory to God. Galatians 6:7 said, be not deceived, amen, God is not mocked. He is not mocked. God is not mocked. Whatever ones that sow, that he will also reap. God is not mocked. Means simply stated as you can never make a fool of God. Whatever you plant is what you will harvest. The pure justification of God, amen, and the unadulterated, the infinite wisdom of his astronomical, immeasurable means, there's no end to his goodness. There's no end to God's goodness. There's no end, amen, to his mercies. His mercies is new, amen, every morning. Glory to God. And shall follow you all the days of your life. Psalms 23 says that goodness and mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life, that my blessings will run me down and overtake me. But yet though I have to plant the seed, amen, the seed of God that's planted in richness in a one's heart, in a man's heart, amen, for makes a man walk, amen, in an upright way. Make a one walk, amen, and believing, amen, that I can walk the good walk of faith. That God, amen, not, you know, being, amen, in a state of compromising, amen, with this world, amen, but being in a state, amen, where God have allowed me to look into the spiritual things, amen, of him, that God want to dwell, amen, in my heart. Amen. The Bible says that a man, a natural man, receives not the things that be of God because they are spiritual. Amen. Neither can he discern them. Amen. Because they are of God. Amen. So to tap into the spiritual realm of God, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The Bible so declares, though our outward man perish, our inward man is being renewed day by day as we continue to go, amen, with this walk, amen, with God, and forever increasing in the knowledge of God and bringing forth good fruit. And that's the key, to bring forth good fruit, amen, that God will be pleased, amen, with our walk. God will be pleased, amen, with the direction that we is taking with the fruit, and they shall know you, amen, by the fruit, amen, that you bear. Meaning you calling yourself a child of God, but yet though I see, amen, the expressions on your face, yet though I see, amen, that sometimes when you be at work, yet though I see, amen, that you're talking about folks, amen, and you're doing things that child of God, people that don't do, maybe you should, you know, pray and do the most, amen, the appropriate thing, amen, to do. Glory to God. So, when you plant forth, amen, the seed, and when you begin to go out, it will harvest. If you plant an orange seed, you don't expect lemons to prop up. You expect oranges to prop up. And what you sow and now looking to the reap the harvest that you have sown. A orange and a lemon is two different contrasts of fruit. A good sweet orange with a robust flavor. The word robust means strong and healthy and vigorous. A lemon is bitter and sour. And when you taste it, the whole expression on your face will change because it's bitter. What this now, he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. The lemon represents the flesh. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting life. The orange represents everlasting life, the robust flavor, glory to God, of God. Understanding, realizing that God is not marred. God said, whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. Amen. So if you soweth to your flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow unto the spirit, you shall reap eternal life. You shall reap life, everlasting life. Glory to God. And the Bible so declared down in the 9th verse, well, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In due season we shall come to pass what God had intentions, amen, for me planting the seed, that he's planting the seed in my life, and understanding that now there's a new beginning that took place in my life, that I don't have to be tossed to and fro, amen, by every wind and doctrine, that I can continue to stand on the precious and promises, amen, word of the Lord. To know and understand. 2 Peter 1:3, according to his divine power, have given unto us all things, glory to God, that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and to virtue. Now God have called us unto glory, the divine destiny, the divine word. The divine word, and of course as divine is concerned, is a word directly from God, amen, himself. And all God's promises is yes and amen. Amen, that God have already spoke the true and living word on the inside. So therefore, I can be able to go forth and continue to sow into the kingdom, amen, of heaven. And Paul began to write this letter to the Galatians. And there was a bit of a destructiveness in the church when he said, bear one another burdens in the church. Because he said that I see that it's contentions among you. But to come to them to understand, amen, whatever you sow of, you shall also reap. Because God is who he say he is, and we are people of God, that we should be able to come together in a way, and I should be able to walk in a way. You should be able to walk in a way, and when I walk, amen, I'm representing, amen, the almighty, majestic, sovereignty God everywhere that I go. The Bible so declared, do not let this book of law depart out of thy mouth. Meditated upon the day and night, that it shall bring you good success. And when you tap into the word of the living God, this word begins to come alive, amen, in your life. And therefore, when you want to please God and do the things that God have spoken of you to do, such as the time as this. Glory to God. St. John's 15:3 say, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word that God have spoken unto you, that you already have been cleansed through the word of God that I have spoken unto you, that the word of the Lord is already settled, amen, in heaven. It's already settled. I come to tell somebody this morning that you are not a misfit. Amen. God have predestined you, amen, to go out and do the work, amen, that he have called you, amen, to do in his kingdom. Jesus began to speak these words. Whatsoever you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. St. John 15:7. Abiding in the word of God, resting in the Lord, delighting oneself in his promises. What shall we say then? Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? But the supernatural seed, the seed of the living God, have to be planted in a one's life. God done planted a seed. Now it's up to you to water it by getting in the word of God, practicing good study habits, getting up in the morning, having a prayer life. When someone, Satan, come to knock you off your course, recognize who Satan is. Don't fall into that temptation. When he tempted Job, Job lost everything that he had. But still, Job hung on in there. He told his wife, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for our being here this morning. We certainly pray something we said, amen, have enlightened you, encourage you throughout the day. In Jesus' name, amen.
And be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week, Saturday at 7:45 a.m. right here on WCNO.